I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Thursday, October 1st. What to know about the next presidential debates, how the rules might change, and whether the candidates plan to be there. Also, more direct payments for Americans could be coming. We'll tell you where COVID-19 relief talks on Capitol Hill stand now, and why the U.S. government is taking on one of the largest producers of palm oil. Plus, an NFL game postponed, Google's latest launches, including their new Hold For Me feature, and when and how to catch the so-called harvest moon right next to Mars. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Changes are expected before the next two presidential debates. The nonpartisan nonprofit in charge of making sure these types of debates happen is now stepping in, saying the format could use some more structure. It hopes to avoid another contentious debate like Tuesday night, when President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden faced off, often interrupting and talking over each other. That said, the commission has not yet outlined the exact details about what might change. For now, the AP says one possible change is to give future moderators the power to cut off a microphone if one candidate keeps interrupting the other. Nothing is set in stone, but already the Trump campaign is not a fan of this idea. A spokesman told the Wall Street Journal they shouldn't be changing the rules in the middle of the game. Biden's team, though, told CBS News he'll be ready under whatever rules the commission decides. So stay tuned. Either way, the next time they come face-to-face, it will be for a town hall-style debate in Miami, Florida, with about 15 to 20 people in the audience asking the candidates questions 2 weeks from tonight. Both Biden and Trump confirmed they're still on board for that debate, as well as the third and final one. By the way, Trump and Biden both claimed victory yesterday, each of them believing he won the first debate. As for people watching at home, a CBS News poll found 48% of debate watchers thought Biden won, 41% said Trump was the winner, 10% called the debate a tie. Now, in the time between debates, expect to see a lot more campaign events, especially in those key battleground states. President Trump was in Minnesota for a fundraiser and evening rally yesterday. Biden was on a train tour through Ohio and Pennsylvania. The next coronavirus relief bill is still being debated on Capitol Hill, and now a bipartisan deal could be on the horizon. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made progress in discussions this week to come up with something that will get approval from both sides of the aisle. Democrats first proposed this latest measure as a $2.2 trillion relief package, though Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called that $2.2 trillion figure outlandish. Still, CNBC says there's common ground on a few things. For example, they all want to include direct payments, and just like last time, those would amount to about $1,200 for most Americans. They also agree on all small business loans and aid for airlines. That airline relief is a top priority right now, because without it, at least a couple of carriers say today they'll start furloughing more than 10,000 employees each since the last aid from Congress ran out. You may remember back in March, Congress passed a $25 billion program to help airlines cover payroll costs, but only if they agreed not to cut pay before October 1st. Well, those protections expire today. But both American and United Airlines say workers who are furloughed could still be called back if a deal is reached in the next few days. To be continued. The U.S. is taking aim at a billion-dollar industry and has started blocking some imports of palm oil. That's an edible oil made from trees in Southeast Asia. It's used in all sorts of products, from peanut butter to chocolate to makeup. But questions have been raised about one of the world's largest producers of it in Malaysia, including in a new Associated Press report. U.S. Customs officials told the AP they've also spent a year investigating this and found a major supplier, FGV Holdings, might be abusing workers. So shipments of palm oil from the company are no longer allowed in the U.S. In a statement, FGV Holdings said it's disappointed in the decision and has already taken concrete steps over the last few years to show commitment to human rights and uphold labor standards. Well, the record-breaking wildfire season continues in California. And now, unfortunately, a fourth person has died in the so-called Zog Fire in Northern California. Already, both the Zog and Glass fires have burned more than 165 square miles in the California wine country since they ignited on Sunday. And it's likely they'll get even worse. The weather is making it tough for firefighters to make any real headway. Areas north of San Francisco Bay Area are under a red flag warning since the forecast predicts more extreme winds and dry heat with no rain. About 80,000 people are under evacuation orders in Napa and Sonoma counties, and more than 150 wineries are at risk of burning in the middle of the traditional grape harvesting season. Already, this year has brought five of the six largest wildfires in California history. 30 people have died in just 2 months. So firefighters are again starting to get more out-of-state help. A large group of firefighters from Texas arrived in Sacramento yesterday, and the airline even waived their fares. A total of nearly 500 firefighters from around the country are helping out. California is rolling out a first-of-its-kind law in the U.S. that requires big companies to meet diversity quotas. It says publicly traded companies based in California will have to have at least one racially, ethnically, or otherwise diverse director by the end of 2021. The list includes people who are Black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, and LGBT. And companies that don't comply could face stiff fines. Governor Gavin Newsom signed that bill into law yesterday, and a research firm says a lot of places are going to have to start making changes. About 83% of California's big companies would not be able to satisfy the requirement today. Supporters of this say it gives people of color an opportunity to be at the table where decisions are made and where the culture is set. But critics argue it's unconstitutional and violates the Equal Protection Clause. The LA Times reports constitutional law experts disagree about this one, and it'll likely be decided in the courts. In fact, some groups sued California already for passing a similar law requiring women on boards a couple years ago, but that law is still in place in the state. To be continued. All right, more news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Liquid IV. I know the importance of staying hydrated. It can be crucial for feeling great and even help boost your immunity. And so my husband and I always have a handful of water bottles ready in our fridge so we can grab one and go anytime. They're also perfect for quickly pouring in a packet of Liquid IV because that's the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. Plus, it's packed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins. Whether I finish a workout, get home from the beach, or just feel extra thirsty, Liquid IV always does the trick. I'm a fan of the lemon lime and acai berry flavors, but they have a bunch to choose from. So try it out for yourself. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. All right, now back to the news. For the first time so far this season, the NFL is postponing a football game because of the coronavirus. The league says the Tennessee Titans will not play their game on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers because the Titans are dealing with an outbreak. The NFL has tentatively pushed Sunday's game to either Monday or Tuesday. As of now, the Titans are the only team dealing with an outbreak, but the NFL is taking this chance to remind teams to follow all the safety rules. In fact, ESPN reports the league is now threatening to suspend people on the sidelines who do not properly wear masks. It says teams who break the rules could also have to forfeit draft picks. Already, it's fined several coaches $100,000 each for not complying. That includes head coaches for the New Orleans Saints, Seattle Seahawks, Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers, and Las Vegas Raiders. Well, this week, it was Google's turn to unveil new products. The tech giant held a virtual event to showcase its latest TV service, home speaker, and Pixel smartphone. The Pixel 5 has a handful of added features, including supporting 5G service. It also has a beefed-up camera with a wide-angle lens and something called Hold For Me. This lets you have Google Assistant stay on hold for you. Then when someone picks up, you'll get an alert. The Pixel 5 will be available October 15th, but you can pre-order now. It costs $700. Another big announcement this week was Google's new smart speaker. It's called the Nest Audio. It's a $99 replacement for the cheaper Google Home speaker. To see all of Google's new products, you can find a link in today's show notes. Marvel Studios just cast an up-and-coming actress in the role of its first on-screen Muslim superhero. Iman Vellani will play Kamala Khan, otherwise known as Ms. Marvel. Kamala Khan became Marvel's first Muslim character back in 2014 with her own comic about being a Pakistani-American teen with shape-shifting abilities. And now her story is getting made into a TV show on Disney+. As for the actress playing her, this is the 18-year-old's first role in a major Hollywood production. She won't just be starring in the Disney+ show either. Ms. Marvel is expected to appear in upcoming movies as well. No word yet on when the studio plans to start shooting. The so-called Harvest Moon will grace the skies tonight on this first evening of October. Harvest Moon is the nickname for the full moon that occurs closest to the start of autumn. This year, it'll rise about 7 p.m. on the East Coast, meaning it'll be coming up as the sun sets, which will make for prime viewing. The moon will also have a close fiery red neighbor in the sky. That's because Mars also happens to be rising near sunset this week as well. And that's a big deal in itself. The website EarthSky says Mars is only in this particular position once every 2 years. And it won't actually be this bright in this spot again until 2035. So go ahead and take a break tonight to check out the sky. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about a new type of ID that will be required at U.S. airports in exactly 1 year. Originally, what's mostly known as Real ID was going to be required starting today. We talked a lot about it last year as officials urged Americans to get ready. But in March, the deadline got pushed back to 2021 because of the pandemic. So you have an extra year to get your driver's license ready. Remember, the new ID requirement will apply if you want to get on an airplane to fly within the U.S. You'll have to have this new type of updated driver's license, or you can choose to use another type of ID that's allowed, like a passport. In other words, in 1 year, you cannot just bring your typical driver's license to the airport to fly domestically like you do now. This new requirement was originally passed back in 2005 after 9/11. It basically sets new national standards for driver's license and ID cards meant to make flying safer. You can already start getting your Real ID now, but keep in mind, while this is a federal program, it's being rolled out by the state, so every state may do it a bit differently. And again, you now have more time. The new deadline is October 1st, 2021, and that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.